With widely scattered, isolated showers at best, many areas will stay dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. And the pollen count in the medium high to high range each day right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A former Montgomery police officer is out on bond while he appeals his manslaughter conviction. Aaron Cody Smith was released from the Limestone Correctional Facility on a $300,000 bond. Smith is now required to wear an ankle monitor and is not allowed to leave the state. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham is making equipment upgrades a top priority. He says all of the patrol cars are now equipped with radar. Now he's working to put dashboard and backseat cameras in every patrol car. Grantham says these upgrades will make the department more efficient. And a Birmingham police officer was shot in the line of duty Wednesday. Sergeant Anthony Wheeler was shot while making a traffic stop. He is expected to be okay. Police say one of the suspects was also shot. Two others are in custody. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance? C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Wire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Wire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylukewire.com today. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
84417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up and tell them thank you for being of service to this community, this state, and this nation. Okay, so any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. We do that drawing Friday. That's tomorrow, 2:30 to 2:45. And if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. Aldo.
Dan.
How are you?
I'm the opposition of one. I'm your opposition of one, Dan.
You're my opposition of one?
I want you know this, that the Pentagon is missing $3 trillion. Trillion with a T as in trouble. Why aren't people complaining and saying, oh, my God, let's quit spending the money, et cetera, et cetera? Because I think we're suffering under a syndrome It started when Obama became president, and all of a sudden people wanted to see his birth certificate. No other president in history was asked, please show your birth certificate. So it's a double standard, Dan. It's a double standard. I can call it racism. I do, but other people would say, oh, that's over the top. Okay, I call it racism, but it might not be. But that's what's happening here. And, you know, we expect the boards and public schools to be super efficient and super, you know, lawful and everything else. It's like any other board. We have it everywhere. But they have to, they're under the microscope. That's the difference. And I think that, you know, nobody likes to pay taxes. And I, are you still there, or did you cut me off already?
I haven't cut you off.
Okay. So what happens is nobody likes to pay taxes, so they come up with excuses, and they think they're fair, we're not racist, you know, perfectly good excuse, incompetent, all this stuff, because they're incompetent. They, you know who they are, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, okay, well, let's go with that. Who's they?
They are obviously the African Americans. They have to live under a
you're saying that this is racism.
Oh yes,
sir. So you think the Montgomery Public School System is run perfectly or almost perfectly?
Which school system is? I'm saying they are under the microscope. And it's an excuse. Nobody wants to pay that the mill rate. You know,
that is ridiculous. It's not an excuse.
No, it's an excuse, guys.
No, it's not. It's not an excuse. I will gladly pay the money if you can show me that it will work. Don't ask for money and look at the incompetence that's happening there.
Dan, what's the first, the chicken or the egg? The money or the better school board? They can hire counselors. They can hire special teachers that work.
They can do that now. They choose not to do that. They can do that right now. They choose to have more people at the central office. They choose to have more people at the central office. They could do that choice right now. They don't make the choice. They do not make the affirmative choice. Look, you're on a subject matter I know a lot about. My mother was the head of the school board. I'm very involved in education issues. I'm talking to a school board member right now on my phone. They can go do it right now if they want to. They choose not to.
Well, I don't understand why they choose not to. Maybe that's an irrational choice.
No, well, let me tell you what they do is they would rather have somebody down at the central office that's a pal of theirs or that they elevate to the highest point of inefficiency than to go in and really help the children. Let me tell you something. School boards are not about really helping the children, and school systems are not really about helping the children. They're really about the academicians group and taking care of themselves.
I don't believe that.
Well, I do.
A lot of people... A lot of people are in it because they do want to help society. Most of us want to help society.
I think a lot of people start out being school teachers because they like the noble profession. I think what happens after you've been there for a while, you start adapting to the system and you become part of the system.
Well, I think if you have, a desire in your heart to improve the lives of kids, and you're excited to teach them things, et cetera, et cetera. You probably won't be discouraged if the class goes crazy and starts throwing spitballs. You keep working at it. I think that most people that become teachers, doctors, ministers, et cetera, do it for a higher reason other than an easy way to make money.
I think what they do is they start out that way. Like I said, they become adaptive to the system, and the system is this academicians, education, bureaucracy.
Well, Dan, that's okay. I've got to say, that's fine. That's your opinion.
It's not my opinion.
Okay, that's fine. When's the last public school you walked into? When's the last public school? When's the last time you walked into a public school? What time? When was the last time you walked into a public school?
Oh my God, I'm older than you, I think.
Okay, but it wasn't recently. I'll give you an example. My alma mater is Jeff Davis. I was asked to go over to Jeff Davis to talk to them about politics, current events, and government. Do you know that the class, when I asked them what are the three branches of government, that they could not answer me? These were 10th graders. 10th graders could not answer the three, tell me the three branches of government. That was a while back. That was eight years ago.
I was educated in Canada.
Okay.
And I started off in a separate school, which was a disaster, a Catholic school. And my mother, thank God, sent us to my brothers and I to a public school. And all of a sudden, I realized I was there to learn something. So, you know, there are good schools and bad schools. But I think that money may help get better computers again. Get counselors, and what do you call those kids that teach, you pay them and they teach your kid math or something. They need those kinds
tutors.
Of tutors, like one-on-one, et cetera.
Okay.
Maybe that'll improve the marks and everything else.
And I agree with that. I agree with what you're saying. The problem is you're going to have to change the system that you've got. I'm a big proponent of the STARS system, where you take five kids and you put them together in a team, and they learn together using computer, and the computer is monitoring how well they're learning, and it gives them more as they've mastered the information. In my business as a financial advisor, we use that system for me. They will not let you advance until you have mastered the content of the subject. So what we're trying to do is we're doing this so wrong.
I agree with you 100% on that.
I'm sorry?
100%. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on
that.
They use those methods in Europe. They use it in the Scandinavian countries where kids work in groups, which that's the way we're... You know, we were in tribes for 200,000 years.
Yeah, well, what we're doing is we're doing a school system. We're doing a school system today that we were doing 70 years ago.
Again, I would. It's just like you know, when they lower taxes in Washington. When they lower taxes, who loses? Poor people. Safety nets disappear. But anyways, listen. If I was the popular,
who told you that? Who told you that? That safety nets disappear.
It's a fact, Dan. It's a fact, kiddo.
Let me tell you something. You say something is a fact. Your knowledge is limited. I've got to go enjoy my conversation.
I don't know. I've been around for 74 years.
Doesn't make you smart. Doesn't make you smart at all, my friend. Let me tell you, and Joey will tell you this, because I went through it when I was 26 years old. Because you are old doesn't mean you're smart. Got it? See you later. Bye. Randall, welcome aboard. Randall?
I don't even know what to say no more after that call. I mean, just, man, that is so ridiculous. To sit there and say that when you just got through talking about the 700, and we know 300,000 of it was used for wrongfully. And I mean, I guess that dude wants to get on and get some higher grade coke. I don't know, man. Dude, you are the problem. I mean, Oprah might have been right. Good Lord, how much? How does even if you didn't change the city school system, say you were a county, how can you get money that Donald Trump want to get more vocational in the school? How can you get Hyundai involved and maybe get like Dell to, you know, donate? I mean, even call it, you know, Dell High School. I mean, I don't know if that stuff work like that. Can you move money around? Can you utilize the airport from Washington down here?
Part of our problem is when you look at the money that's being spent in school. Is being spent on teachers and administrative personnel. We have a bloated bureaucracy of administrators within our school system. First of all, they need to not do that. The reason they do it is you'll get someone that will get to the highest point of making money, but if they're in a department head or they're within a department, they can make more money. And so they bump them upstairs. The central office is packed full of people that shouldn't be there. You could probably do it with a third of the people that you have in the central office.
Yeah, but if they was having to go, you know what I mean? I'm saying get them involved. If they was getting the money from, at least to show where, you know what I mean? They had to show where they're putting it, and we could still change.
Yeah, well, and again, what needs to happen, because of the way AEA did things, you had to move up to a certain level to make a certain amount of pay. So, lo and behold, what they did is all of a sudden, all their friends who had been in the system for 15 years miraculously needed to go into the central office. Because we need to go do these great things in the central office. It is so bloated, it is unbelievable. They need to scrap that system. They need to say, here's your money. You decide the way you're going to spend it. And you do the best for the kids, not for the teachers, period.
So the only way to cut them off is just to redesign through a city school system and do away with the county altogether?
No. I bring this up to our legislators, particularly when they're running for office. The way the Constitution of the state of Alabama is done and our school system is done, is being done in Madison County is the same application that we use in Montgomery County. Montgomery County is vastly different than Madison County. Madison County has one of the highest level of college graduates and engineers in the state. Mountain Brook being the highest, but for a county, it's the highest. And we've got to create a system that works for Montgomery, not what works for the state, because Montgomery's very different than Birmingham. Birmingham's very different than Huntsville. Huntsville's very different than Mobile. And lo and behold, everything is different than Auburn and Lee County and Tuscaloosa County.
Well, who's the first person you would contact about starting redesign?
A legislator, if Dick Brubaker were still in the Senate Education Committee, he would be the guy to go do this and to try to create something that says we're going to do cutouts for school systems that they can be under a different set of rules than Madison County, for example.
All right, one more thing. Because, see, we all talking earlier about, like, ballot costs and LAMP. Is there any way, I mean, do you see this any way in the future, next 8 years, that we can merge them back together and just have an A and B and a vocational, you know, advanced basic, and everybody in the county, you mix everybody back in. You don't pull out the best and the brightest, put them in the school. You don't let public take the good athletes. Because right now, everybody talking about a turn school, that's what you're left with over there about right now. I mean, every which way, all the good kids, I ain't saying good kids, but, man, I mean, the genes get passed down.
Let's talk about this. The magnet school system, people go, well, we need to make the entire school system magnet, or we need to take the magnet kids and put them in with the general population. Well, that isn't going to work because the magnet kids are not going to stick around. The magnet kids are going to say, adios, amigos, I'm out of here. I'm going to Lee County, or I'm going someplace where I can go have an affordable education. One of the bright lights that is in Montgomery County is LAMP. It is incredible nationwide what we do, and they need to keep it. What they need to do is that works for that group of people, that population. You need to go take a high school and work that group for a population. Let me tell you what happened. I'm trying to think how long ago it was. We had some people that were former military involved at Maxwell and other service operations that were going to go in and build a school and wanted to do a school where they would teach and it would be all male. Every teacher there was going to be male and is going to be made for males, very much like Valiant Academy. But the school board said, no, we can't do that. And they were going to, and here's an example. Dick Brubaker is a Vanderbilt graduate in history. Do you realize that he cannot teach in a public school system because he does not have a certificate, teacher certificate?
Yes.
There was a PhD, Harvard, who wanted to offer her services to the Montgomery Public School System. They could not take her. Why? Because she did not have a teacher's teaching certificate in the state of Alabama. She'd have to go back to school for 2 years. Harvard PhD. That tells you what screwed up with the system.
So how do we back up and
you get them to change the rules. You don't have to have a certificate from the state of Alabama to be a teacher. You have to have some type of accreditation that is higher than that, which Harvard graduate would meet that qualification in my humble opinion.
Kind of open the door to people who ain't got to go back and redo 6 months worth of paperwork just to get in. I hope somebody hooks on something, man. We ain't got much longer. I mean, especially if Jeff Coleman gets in there. Montgomery might be finished. Why you brought Max? I'm sorry. When you brought Max, is there any way like the Space Force he could funnel money through Huntsville and let Montgomery, let the school system be a part of it, be like Space Force? When you go, you kind of come through Maxwell the last 2 years, if you make it through that little part. Because they picked from Air Force anyway, and we got Huntsville here. We got Montgomery needing, And it kind of takes the public away. We get away from that tax thing, and we reset. We maybe get the grades going in the right direction, get everybody going in the right direction, and start over. I mean, not really start over, but just kind of reset. I don't know. I hope that Space Force money and some of that VOAG money that Trump want to give away, somebody go get it. I mean, it don't make no sense. He's talking about it, so please, somebody, go get it and quit. And if you're at the store, just reach out your hand. You never know, man. That one little conversation may change your whole outlook of how you felt today.
I appreciate you calling. Got to go.
Thank you, man.
Mark C. coming back to you after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Lively conversation. I like this. Bringing it on. Let's go to Mark C., and then we have Lisa Keith after that. Mark, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Doing good. I wanted to comment on that 74-year-old that's just full of knowledge. He mentioned something about $3 trillion being missing from someplace, and that's a reason not to investigate the school system's 700,000 missing, and if you do, that's racist. I don't understand his train of thought there, because that's about like saying you can't investigate Biden because he's running for president. about the same mindset.
I like that and, analogy.
And being 74 years old, I understand that does bring wisdom, but it doesn't make it smart. I've had plenty of people, and I'm all for people getting as much education as they can, but I've known some idiots that got highly educated, and all they were is highly educated idiots.
Yep.
And, but one reason I wanted to call is I'm kind of concerned with the Seth Coleman, and you might have gone over this, Dan and Joey, but are we going to put ourselves in the same predicament we did with Judge Moore, knowing that Coleman kind of stiffed the military with the moving stuff? And you know the Democrats, if he's going to be have the nomination, you know they're going to be jumping all over that. So, I mean, are we going to find ourselves in the same predicament we did, you know, when they jumped all over Judge Moore and then...
I don't think so, because Doug Jones was pretty well funded and was getting a lot of national help, and I don't think that the person, whoever the Democrat nominee is, would get that in the 2nd Congressional District.
Okay. I just want to get your opinion on that. Thanks. Enjoying your show.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you. Let's go to Dr. Lisa Keith. Lisa, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today, my dear?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing fine, and I'm glad you let me come on for a minute.
Absolutely.
But listen, a couple of comments. I wanted to take off on what you said about, you know, a Harvard University person come in, and also what you said about Dick Brubaker having, you know, being from Vanderbilt. Back in the day, you know, that led up to today, and that's what I'm talking about. The board members now that we have, I love them. They're great people. They're just as passionate as I am. But what you're saying, and you know it because of Marvin Carpenter, you know because of your mother, you know how it was ran because of Clinton Carter. It was never ran like this.
Yep.
And what's happened is you've got a superintendent. I'm not knocking her. I think she's smart, but her heart's in Huntsville, okay? She leaves here Thursday or Friday of every week, goes home to play the organ at her church, and she leaves central office, the same central office that's been there for the last 10 years, that even if Harvard came in or Vanderbilt came in, the sorority sister or the fraternity brother got the job. And that's what happened, is these people got tired of watching people that weren't qualified get hired, and they left the city of Montgomery. Right now, you can't pay them to come back under this administration.
Let me ask you something, and share with the audience your feeling about, is the central office bloated, in your opinion?
Oh, big time. Overbloated. When they did this RIF, okay, the reduction force, it was a shift, and we got shafted. But Dan, I call it just like it is. And what happened this past week is, yeah, I will tell you, Claudia Mitchell and Erica Watkins-Smith, Claire Wheel have done one heck of a job in trying to push this millage increase. I mean, I'm not going to take away from that at all. But what they don't understand, and nobody's getting, you and I would gladly pay taxes if we knew where our money was going. We don't, and we still don't. And I know too much, and that's the problem. They if you watched two board meetings ago, not only did the president shut me down, but the state shut me down, because they want to shut me down because it shows what they haven't done. Dan, I mean, you know me. There's no filter.
Well spoken. Well spoken. It, and it's not only, it's like my mother said, you know, if this is going to work, I'll go out and raise the money and let's build a model and let's go do it and show them that it works. But they wouldn't do that because they came up with all these excuses of why they couldn't do it.
Well, and see, the one that just came up, you know, of course you've heard it, it's all over the front page of paper, but they want to blame racism? Oh, my God.
Really?
I mean, that offended me, and it should offend anybody out there that really does care about everybody. I'm 60 years old. I'm teaching in a 85% black school right now during the day up till 12:30. As of 12:30, I'm out here at South. It's pretty much the same percentage, okay? You can look at like a Rondae Mitchell. A Rondae Mitchell is now on the city council. Then you look at Loria Mullen James. Lori Mullen was, both of those are my students. Lori had just won a judge in this city, okay? I build people. These are people that when you ask me questions or insinuate that we're racist, I mean, don't tell me that you own a company and that you have somebody molested. I deal with molestation every day. This wasn't an emotional deal at all. This is governance over what's happening with our money and accountability. And we don't have it. We haven't had it for the last 10 years. And everybody knows about it. Reed Ingram knows about it. Will Barfoot knows about it. Charlotte Meadows knows about it. And every one of them down there knows and should know. And they've even told Central Office, you fix Central Office and we'll help you whatever we can. No, you know what they want to do? They want to turn around and pay $12,000 to a lobbyist and then $3,000 to a consultant. We're talking total over 6 months time period, $84,000, and we just paid $64,000 for an attorney to write one freaking resolution.
Let me ask you, do I have to go to break here? Let me ask you a question, Lisa. Dr. Richardson, I had him in the studio, and one of the things that he really made a point of is that to take the central office and shift him back into the schools, did any of that ever happen?
Never. On paper it did. On paper, I could show it to you. And then on paper, 1 month later, they put him right, they made up positions like accountability interventionist. They made up so many positions to put these people in. It's not funny. We got shafted with the shift.
I like that terminology. And am I right when talking about you hit a highest point of inefficiency and then they need to move you to the central office, or you get moved to the central office so you can make more money?
Exactly. Exactly. And, I mean, we're talking probably 80,000 at the lowest. And then check this out. Let me put this on, okay? You know, we just got accredited. We were never not accredited. We were accredited under review.
Right.
It's like Kool-Aid, okay? I could send you I wish I had the bars or sometimes I wish you were CD. It was a year and a half ago. We're all red. Red means, hello, you're in bad zone. It's the worst report. They were right about that. It was the worst report ever. It was all reds and we got one yellow and no green. Green meant, hello, go, you're going. Suddenly, a year and a half later, we're all green. Okay, it's all straight greens. We got two yellows out of 31 different categories. Then they tell you, and you and I know what the ACT is. We know what the SAT is. But I don't know what's going on with Mackie. I'm not trying to put him down, but hello, come on. This is how they tested us. It was on the Elliott, okay? That's spelled Elliott, the Elliott. Let me tell you what the Elliott test. The Elliott test engagement, okay? Basically, did the kid raise their hand? In your and my language, do you have a heartbeat? Do you have a pulse? And are you breathing? Okay? And I mean, come on, Dan. And guess what? We breathe better than the national average, okay? We have a heartbeat a little bit higher than the national average. And we have a pulse. Pretty much the same. That's what, and then they want to go, oh, we made accreditation. And you've got all these new women up there, and I'm not knocking them, clapping as if we've done something, you know, off the charts. We haven't done jack.
There you go.
It's still the same.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's the problem. They will not face their own reality. It's everybody else's fault, but it's not the central office or the school board's fault.
No, here's the deal. Then right after it, another board member, and I won't say who because she doesn't want me to use them on the radio, but I'm going to say this. She went, Lisa, I was sitting there with you, and this is a board member that normally doesn't call me, okay? This is a board member. Mary doesn't mind me using her name, okay, because it wasn't Mary. Somebody else called me, and she goes, Lisa, I was sitting there, too, thinking that. And she goes, like, it was a joke. But because they've done so much work on this property tax, and the whole thing is on this property tax is timing. You don't sit here and ask for a property tax when we're $703,000 stolen. And guess what, Dan? The last part of that audit was done September 30th. Those people didn't know they were busted or caught until June 27th of 2019, which means 9 months went by without them even knowing there was any inkling onto them. So guess what? You think they just stopped stealing?
Yeah, there you go. Different fiscal year. Lisa, let me ask you, will anything happen? Is the board voting to send this to the AG or to the...
The board won't even talk about it. If I even brought it up, they would, number one, tell me it's not on the agenda, and number two, they would not talk about it. It will not even be a subject. Promise you, not a one of them will bring it up.
Man. See, and there's the problem right there.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
One of them. Because it taints what they're trying to do.
Lisa, I'm up against a heartbreak. I held you over through this
Thank
break.
Thank
you so much for calling in.
Thank you
for being a friend of this show.
Thank you.
Hang on. Coming back to you after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The National Hockey League becomes the latest in pro sports to put games on hold because of the coronavirus.
The NBA, Major League Soccer, ATP Men's Tennis Tour, all suspending operations because of the coronavirus. After Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus, the NBA suspended its season last night until further notice.
Fox's Jared Max. The European Union criticizing President Trump for banning travel to the U.S. for 30 days because of the virus. Some leaders saying they were blindsided by the move.
We had to make a decision, and I didn't want to take time. And, you know, it takes a long time to make the individual calls, and we are calling, and we have spoken to some of them prior to, some of the majors prior to. But we had to move quickly. I mean, when they raise taxes on us, they don't consult us.
The ban does not apply to American citizens in the EU. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm forecast for the next several days, and the rain chances most days will be rather sparse. For tonight, I think we're generally dry across the area and very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. For tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher, around 40 to 50% perhaps in the afternoon as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s tomorrow will be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many towns coming up dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday, and the pollen count still in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. We have played two clips.
I know.
Man. We didn't even get into FISA. We got a lot of stuff to do here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wayne, how in the world are you? I had some PMS, was at my house bright and early this morning, putting out pine straw.
PMS is good for you.
I know, exactly right. In case of no corona, PMS.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I mean, it seems like most everybody is spot on with this Board of Education thing. Now, unless I'm mistaken, you know, we just had, let's just go ahead, like the lady just said, they didn't quit stealing when they found out they were stealing. So let's just go ahead and say that the school has lost $1 million. And according to what you had said earlier, there may not even be any prosecutions. That is completely asinine.
It really is.
Okay, and then you were talking to Dick Brubaker, and you brought up a point. He is a Ph.D. graduate.
Well, now he's a graduate of Vanderbilt, and he's a history major.
And he can't teach in this system. However, they can hire a woman who lied about being a Ph.D. to be the head of the system.
Yep.
It's all about, and can you sing this to the tune of the Mickey Mouse song? Just spell it out. ACCOUNTABLE. It's all about accountability, and they have none. They have zero. There's no way that anybody should think they need to be handed more money. So.
Well,
looks like the rain has moved out. Looks like we may have an evening or two that are suitable.
Let me tell you, I'm down to my last bottle of Johnny Walker Black.
Well, I'll just have to bring one with me then.
Oh, you are absolutely. Well, we definitely need to do that.
It's been delayed too long, and the weather is nice, so I will be in touch.
You got it, my friend. Looking forward to it.
Have a great afternoon, guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for the telephone call. Wayne from PMS. Great guy, great company. Let's see which way we got. 15 minutes, huh? Peter Ducey on Biden-Sanders showdown.
I'm very proud of the campaign.
Today, Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Socialist, was Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Realist.
Last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign from a delegate point of view.
But it's not all bad. Uh-huh.
While our campaign has won the ideological debate, we are losing the debate over electability.
Now his argument goes like this. Biden is doing better with older Democrats, but Bernie is doing better with younger ones. And they're the key to winning office and keeping it.
Today I say to the Democratic establishment, in order to win in the future, you need to win the voters who represent the future of our country.
As Sanders appeals to party leaders, Joe Biden is appealing to Sanders voters.
I want to thank Bernie Sanders and his supporters for their tireless energy and their passion.
If that sounded like Biden was urging Sanders to drop out, the campaign insists he wasn't.
We're not going to tell Senator Sanders what to do. That's his decision.
But a critical Biden backer, House Majority Whip James Clyburn, watched Biden win and win and win and win as Tuesday's returns rolled in and declared Bernie down and out.
I think it is time for us to shut this primary down. It's time for us to cancel the rest of these debates.
The next debate is on, though. It'll be audience-free amid DNC concerns about coronavirus. And for the first time, there will only be two candidates on stage.
On Sunday, I very much look forward to the debate in Arizona with my friend Joe Biden.
campaigning during the coronavirus outbreak will soon feature Joe Biden hosting virtual events in place of canceled rallies. And the Biden campaign is also now forming an advisory board of experts who will work to minimize health risks to supporters, staff, and their 77-year-old candidate.
You know, what are the odds of them not doing the debate on Sunday or kind of floating that out because of Corona? That would be the ultimate establishment move against Bernie if they did that.
It would be.
And I think Bernie would go berserk, but I have a kind of a sense that they may be toying with that.
And I'm not just saying this to make light. It's just the image of all this, where we're being told about coronavirus, people 60 and up, but especially people in the 80 and up, that range, you've got two guys who are 77, 78, who have underlying health conditions. Trump's up there, too. He'd be the oldest president ever reelected. It's such a weird time with the news cycle right now. And, like, I would be concerned for them, literally.
Well,
concerned.
Why even do a debate in Arizona if you're not going to have any Arizonians in the audience?
Right. I think they need to have it, but...
Particularly if we have time to listen to the Bernie thing, Bernie's got a plan here on Sunday. I clearly get that out of what he... When I went back and listened to his thing yesterday, he's got a plan. And we'll get to that next. So let me go to Gino. Gino, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you. What was that flu thing in 1918?
The Hong Kong... The
Spanish flu.
Yeah, Spanish flu.
The what?
The Spanish flu.
Well, I had a sister that died in that flu. My firstborn of my mom and dad, and she died in that flu. Okay, thank you. Well, have a nice day.
Thanks. Let me go to a break, and we'll get to the Bernie thing. We'll talk about that back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Joey, can you look at that Bernie Sanders clip and say how long it is? I think it's 4.5.
$2.57, actually.
Ah, perfect. Okay, this is a piece of what Bernie Sanders said yesterday. This is a part of the questions he is going to ask Joe Biden. Listen in.
On Sunday, I very much look forward to the debate in Arizona, with my friend Joe Biden. And let me be very frank as to the questions that I will be asking Joe. Joe, what are you going to do for the 500,000 people who go bankrupt in our country because of medically related debt? And what are you going to do for the working people of this country and small business people who are paying on average 20% of their incomes for health care? Joe, what are you going to do to end the absurdity of the United States of America being the only major country on earth where health care is not a human right? Are you really going to veto a Medicare for All bill if it is passed in Congress? Joe, how are you going to respond to the scientists who tell us we have 7 or 8 years remaining to transform our energy system before irreparable harm takes place to this planet because of the ravages of climate change? Joe, at a time when most young people need a higher education to make it into the middle class, what are you going to do to make sure that all of our people can go to college or trade school regardless of their income? And what are you going to do about the millions of people who are struggling with outrageous levels of student debt? Joe, at a time when we have more people in jail than communist China, a nation 4 times our size, what are you going to do to end mass incarceration and a racist criminal justice system? And what are you going to do to end the terror that millions of undocumented people experience right now because of our broken and inhumane immigration system? Joe, what are you going to do about the fact that we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth and are living with the fact that 500,000 people tonight are homeless and 18 million families are spending half of their income to put a roof over their heads? Joe, importantly, what are you going to do to end the absurdity of billionaires buying elections and the 3 wealthiest people in America owning more wealth than the bottom half of our people? So let me conclude the way I began. Donald Trump must be defeated, and I will do everything in my power to make that happen.
That was very good. It was very precise, and I can see him trip up Joe Biden on this whole thing.
Yeah.
And where he's going to ask him the question, and then Joe Biden's going to, let me tell you this, and then he's going to give his one little pat answers, and then Bernie's going to take him apart. Because Bernie, as I said yesterday, is passionate about what he believes in. And he's going to push that passion out as factual. And he's just going to be passionate about it. I don't think Joe's going to be able to handle that.
And
if he tries to criticize him, I think he's really going to mess up.
Yeah, and Biden has not shown the ability in this cycle to really do that effectively. Maybe a past Joe Biden, but not this cycle.
And the question would be, I brought up the fact that they are toying with the concept of asking each other questions. Have they agreed to that, and that's why Bernie said what he said? And those are the questions he's going to ask him. Giving him, and think about the mental state here, giving him full awareness, 48, 72 hours, 4 days in advance.
Right.
So he knows what all the questions are, so he damn well should be able to answer them. So if he stumbles, it's going to get down to the mental acuity issue. This has got trap written all over it to me. And can Bernie pull it off without doing the, I don't care about your damn emails? That was a bad mistake on his part. If he would have pushed that email thing, that would have, I think it would have had a different result to happen from that than what really happened. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday. I just hope the DNC does not come up with a way or reason to try to bag this whole thing. And the other part, will they be taking in questions, writing questions from voters? That would be another interesting factor. And then who's going to go through and screen those?
Hmm.
It's CNN who's doing the debate?
I'm not sure. I think it is.
If it is, I mean, remember last time CNN did it, it's... So, Senator Sanders, you deny that you ever said this to Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yeah, to Elizabeth Warren.
That you never said... You said a woman couldn't be president. Senator Warren, how did you feel?
How did you feel when he said that?
It's like, guilty. Wow.
Okay, there was another thing that I had asked Congressman Mo Brooks about, and that is this FISA.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to Jess Napolitano on FISA renewal, but no fix.
Scandals have rocked the nation's top spy court, FISA, and they've been called worse than Watergate. But now House lawmakers are approving to extend its surveillance tools, albeit with some reform.
In the interest of our nation's security, we were able to get to common ground on this measure, giving the government the critical tools it needs to protect the country while advancing civil liberties and privacy rights.
For some of my colleagues who I know are concerned that this doesn't go far enough, we believe that we have all the reforms that are necessary.
But do we? Judge Andrew Napolitano called this renewal constitutionally offensive, exclamation point, and then he said, Judge, don't touch the prompter anymore. So, Judge, what changes happened, and why isn't it far enough?
The statute that expires Saturday night is the one that allows judges to issue what are called general warrants. A general warrant is not based on probable cause or suspicion, and it doesn't identify the person or thing to be seized or to be surveilled. For example, we need a warrant to listen to all the phone calls in a given area code or a given zip code. One of these warrants was for all the customers of Verizon, right. All 113 million of them. That absolutely defies the Constitution, and it creates the culture in the FBI and the intelligence community that caused all the problems that the president had. All the attitude, we can get a warrant from the FISA court. It's so easy to get it.
Right.
We'll know everything the Trump campaign is doing. I'm paraphrasing conversations that obviously happened.
Sure.
These were the tools. This is part of the toolbox that Comey and company used against candidate Donald Trump that started all the problems that we still have today.
The stock market is going back and is going to test his former low of 21,266. Is that 21,000? Oh, he's already broken it. 21,251. Just broke it. Let's go to Paladin. Paladin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I thought of an answer that Joe could give to Bernie about the prison population and all that stuff. I think he said we got four times more than
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, the difference is we put them in prison. In China, they kill them.
Well, you read my mind.
Yeah, because it's true.
Yeah, I know it's true. And, you know, it just gets on my nerves that jerk would use that as a statistic. But he's a politician.
As soon as I heard it, I knew. I looked it up again.